So why, in the end, did Doncaster Rovers prove to be the destination for you?
I think it's the right place for me. I think it's the right club, it's the right area, and definitely the right manager as well. So I think all the factors that I wanted to think about and consider were they ticked all the boxes here, and that's why I want to come here and play my football here next season.
How big a decision was it to leave Swindon? And I see yesterday you'd sort of put out the goodbyes. You're obviously going to end up somewhere else next season, but how difficult was it to actually move on from there where you had such a successful time?
Yeah, it was obviously difficult. Being brutally honest, I didn't actually have a choice in the matter. There was no contract on the table from them to stay. But yeah, I had a great 3 years there, a roller coaster over 3 years. And like you saw yesterday, I wanted to put a thank you to everyone there because it sort of meant a lot to me. It was 3 big years in my life. And yeah, certainly last season it wasn't quite meant to be, but it got very close to where I wanted to get in my career. And hopefully coming here, I can take that extra step.
Just on that, fans will be surprised to hear you say that. You got over 20 goals last season. Why no contract?
I think that's something you need to ask them rather than me. I think it was a financial side of things more to do with anything at them, and they're trying to build a young club there, and obviously at 28 I don't quite tick that box anymore.
You mentioned the manager there. How important was it that you signed for a guy who knows all about scoring goals and playing up front?
Yeah, a big impact, I think, of our meeting was the fact that he noticed little things like my movement that not every manager sort of appreciates, and I feel like it's probably the best asset in my game, and he picked up on it straight away. And I think he being played in that position regularly, he knows a lot of the things where I'll be playing, and you know, I think hopefully he can help my game and improve me even more.
Having landed 22 goals last season, there will clearly be a great expectation on your shoulders in a team and a club that have high expectations next season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think I'm getting used to the expectation on my shoulders now as a goal scorer, and it's something I think I thrived on last season, and hopefully I can do the same here. I think sort of had mixed views of moving new clubs. I think my first two clubs I went to, I scored on my debut and kicked off from there, and then the next two after that, it's taken me a little while to hit the ground, but hopefully, yeah, I'll hit the ground running here and get a few goals early.
Well, you've set yourself up there now. First day of the season, you've got to score now.
Yeah, obviously, like I say, the last two clubs, that hasn't happened, so I'm not setting myself up quite as bad as that. But yeah, it'd be nice if I could score first game of the season and really get off to a flying start. But I'm sure if people are patient with me, the goals will come, no doubt, through the season.
Clearly, we look at the headlines and then the stats and what have you. But if you were to sum yourself up as a player and what you would bring to the team, what would you say?
I like to think, apart from the goals, I bring a lot of pace and energy. Like I said, I think my movement's good, and I like to play on the shoulders a lot, but also as a result of my size and stuff and the way I've played in the past, I can come to feet and mix it up if I need to be, and hopefully cause a lot of headaches for a lot of defenders in this league.
From last season, clearly there's going to be further changes, but what were your impressions of Doncaster Rovers looking from afar, and perhaps what you know about them now that maybe you didn't know before talks opened?
Yeah, I mean, as I said to the gaffer, I think when we left here, I think a scrappy 2-1 win at the end of last season, it was the thing that stuck in my mind the most, that Doncaster were one of the best sides we played lately. So as soon as he rang me, I was like, I was more than interested in coming up here and having a look around, and I thought the players that we played against that day were good, and I'm looking forward to working with them in pre-season.
You've been part of a Swindon team that had a near miss in terms of promotion last season. Do you think that this team, even perhaps now, has real potential to be up there next season, challenging for at least a playoff place?
Yeah, certainly the lads that I played against last season, I'm yet to work with them on a day-to-day basis to know what they're really like. But yeah, on face value, I'd like to think that we're more than capable of challenging at the top end of the league this season.
When it became apparent that your future wasn't to be at Swindon, clearly there was a lot of speculation, and we saw various different names, different clubs linked with you. One of them was Sheffield United on this patch too. Was there ever any truth in that?
Yeah, I think there was a bit of truth in most of the stories that came out. There was never sort of no smoke without fire, so to speak, on all of them. But for me, this was the best offer I had, and the best meeting that I'd also had as well. And I think, like I said, it ticked all the boxes and just felt right for me. And me and my agent have got a little saying, where you go with your gut feeling, and straight away when we came here, sort of my gut feeling said that I wanted to play football here, and that's why I'm here talking to you now.